You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The peace process in Colombia is being challenged and threatened by small diehard factions of guerrillas who are steadfastly refusing to disarm. James Blears reports about a political fly-in anointment of balm to a wound which has festered in the heart of a nation for more than half a century.
The leadership of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, is warning two diehard units in a remote region in the east of the country to fall in line or to be cut adrift if they don't lay down their arms in accordance with the peace settlement, which has taken more than 3 years to negotiate. One of its most important provisions is that the FARC disarm and start the process of settling into civilian life, evolving into a political party. But two of its units in the remote jungle near to the border with Brazil refuse to disarm. One of them, calling itself the First Front Armando Rios, has announced just this, directly defying the order to demobilize. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos, who staked his presidency, political career and life on the peace process, is warning that those guerrillas who stick to their guns will be jailed or end up in a premature grave. He's also set a final July the 20th deadline for the peace settlement to be concluded, which will now come and go without incident, as both sides have agreed a unilateral ceasefire, which will hopefully prevail, with the conflict finally winding down to an historic conclusion. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.